When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra, on Love 99.5 in Kumasi, and on myjoyonline.com. We are also live in all 16 regions of Ghana on Radio Justice Tamale, Radio Kpando Kpando, Fafa Radio Georgia, and Jata FM Karaga. Also brought to you by Petrosol, your clean fuel in full quantity. Petrosol, always a delightful experience. Coming up.
Let me repeat, please. Madam Chair, listen to me.
Chaos all over again at the Appointment Committee of Parliament as minority attempts to stop vetting of two persons nominated to the Supreme Court.
Madam Chair, you are the one in the chair. You have obligation to use the standing order to do the right thing. I am telling you, if you fail to do the right thing, it will degenerate. So protect the standing order of the Constitution.
We have details of that coming up shortly. Also, Ghana Catholic Bishops Conference worried over building political tension ahead of the December elections as both NDC and NPP boycott peace talks initiated by the bishops.
They should respect Ghana. Why is it that during every election time there is tension and you destroy the peace of the entire country? You make us so anxious. What is that?
We'll also analyze the impact on the economy as NDC flag bearer John Mahama pledges to scrap e-levy and betting tax. We have details as policy think tank Imani Africa disagrees with the idea.
We talk already. Say where we come. The betting tax will go remove them. E-levy too will go remove them.
Maybe the rates ought to be revised. That I agree with. But in terms of doing away with it, that's more political talk. And I think the boys were happy yesterday. That's what people like. People like free things.
Meanwhile, John Mahama's tuition fee plan draws questions over its feasibility as the economy struggles to regain its glory.
I mean, when you check the mathematics, you want to pay for these people. Come on.
The whole fresh year student population, I don't really believe it's going to be sustainable.
Sports.
Well, the promises continues in the area of sports as former President John Dramani Mahama says he will review the current integration of sports at the college level, promising more investments.
These and more coming up with me, Mamiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Join News Independent, fearless and credible journalism.
Let me repeat, please. Madam Chair, listen to me.
A chaos at the Appointment Committee of Parliament as the minority are currently attempting to stop the vetting of two persons nominated by President Akufo-Addo to the Supreme Court. Justice Sophia Benasco Issa and Professor Richard Frimpong-Opon are expected to answer questions on their eligibility, but even before that, we'll get underway. Questions are being raised about the constitutionality of the appointments. First, listen to NDC MP for Boku Central, Mahama Ayariga, insisting the appointments have been unconstitutional.
I think that we have been doing an illegal thing, an unconstitutional thing. The president has been exercising the power without any foundation in the constitution or any law that I know, and I want to raise it and have it captured, object to the nominations on the basis of the fact that it is unconstitutional. It flies in the face of Article 128 of the Constitution, and it is not founded in Article 144 of the Constitution. It offends the discretionary power provisions of Article 296. It doesn't satisfy the Parliament's powers to fill in voids under Article 298 of the Constitution. I don't know if you want to continue with this exercise, but to tell you the truth, we've been doing the wrong thing.
Well, I'm joined on the line by parliamentary correspondent Kwaku Asante. Kwaku, has the chaos settled yet? What has been the reactions by the majority?
Well, there was some back and forth. We've been hearing from Frank Anodompre and the deputy majority leader, Patricia Piaget, who is chairing the committee today, who insists that despite these concerns by the minority, they really believe the committee should do its work, vet the nominee, and then report back to parliament the concerns that the minority had raised.
One of our statutory duties as an extension of Parliament, an appointment committee, to consider nomination from His Excellency the President. What are we doing?
We are only to vex and to report to plenary for a decision to be taken. We are not determining whether we are going to take a matter under certificate of urgency, which will be determined by a committee. No, this is vetting. Madam Chair, I am ready for us to start.
So, as said by Honorable Ayarega, it should be captured in our report and we take it at plenary. And I also want to move that we move ahead because, you see, when the letter came, Mr. Speaker had a look at it, came to the floor of Parliament, and then read the letter to the hearing of members present. And Mr. Speaker referred it to this committee to proceed and vet our nominees. At this gender, I think we have to just move on and do what is being required of us.
Well, Kweku is still with me on the line. Kweku, what's the decision?
Well, the decision was that the minority insisted that there must be a vote. In fact, Mahama Ayaga did move a motion, was seconded by the minority leader on the committee, and the decision was that they wanted to vote. The minority side would not allow that. In fact, at some point, the chief whip wanted to overrule all the minority and then just go on with the vetting, and that is when the chaos started. The warning came from the minority that they are overruled, the vetting is simply not going to happen.
It will not take place. Do the right thing and peace will be here. If you fail to do what is right according to our standing orders, I can guarantee you that chair will be very hot for you. I'm telling you, it will not. I'm not threatening.
No.
Because if you breach the law.
No.
Let me repeat. Madam Chair, listen to me. Why don't you listen to me?
Please.
Madam Chair,
no.
I said, let me say it.
Please.
You said, please, let me just listen to me. Madam Chair. Madam Chair. You are the one in the chair. You have obligation to use the standing order to do the right thing. I am telling you, if you fail to do the right thing, it will degenerate. So protect the standing orders and the constitution.
Well, Kweku, so what's the current situation now? Has the seating been suspended or something is ongoing now?
Well, the committee has decided to take a 10-minute suspension to try and dialogue among members. In fact, from the view from the 10th floor, I've just seen the majority leader, Alexander Sidomaken, driving to Parliament. There's a current crucial meeting happening at the office of the First Deputy Speaker, Joseph Oseusu, who ordinarily is expected to be the person chairing the committee. We understand he's currently indisposed or unavoidably absent, for which reason Patricia Page is the one presiding. So currently, he is also going to join this meeting to try and get an understanding. And this meeting, that was expected to be 10-minute suspension, has dragged on beyond that, telling the kind of entrenched position both sides have taken on this matter. But we expect that right from there, Patricia Page will announce the decision of the committee. Whether or not they are going to continue the vetting without the vote that the minority have demanded, essentially what the minority are demanding is that this vetting be put on hold up until the president complies either by an act of parliament or through a constitutional instrument before he can extend the members on the Supreme Court from 10 to any other number.
Thank you so much. Kweku Asante is our parliamentary correspondent. Now to the election headquarters. The election headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Clean Fuel in full quantity, SIMA, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, SIMA AICPA, and SIMA together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants. Also brought to you by Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, and Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging gaps for the positive youth development. Now, the Catholic Bishops' Conference is this afternoon expressing worry over the building political tension in the country ahead of the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. It follows reactions to comments by Agri Minister Brian Ichampong at the weekend, declaring that the NPP will use all means possible to win the elections. NDC Communications Officer Malik Basintale responded with a comment also thought to be intemperate. But President of the Catholic Bishops' Conference, Most Reverend Matthew Jamfi, speaking to Benjamin Akakbo on the AM show, said the development is worrying, revealing that the two leading political parties have boycotted peace talks initiated by the conference ahead of the elections.
So recently, we had a meeting at a national peace conference just
2 weeks ago on the election. We invited many people, civil society, etc. We invited the two political parties to be there, to be witnesses to what is going on and for us to hear from. Unfortunately, we didn't turn up. The two major political parties, MPP and NDC.
You mean you invited parties to come for this confab and the NDC and the MPP were not there?
Yes. We invited them. They did not come for the meeting. What I'm saying, they should respect Ghanaians and they should realize that we are smart and intelligent enough. And they should not think that by just saying anything, Ghanaians will fall for that. They are very few and they cannot hold all of us Ghanaians to ransom. Why is it that you want to lead and you are asking us to vote for you? And you use language also to incite us so that in case you win or do not win, you cause us to harm ourselves, the people that you are asking us to lead to vote for you. They should respect Ghana. Why is it that during every election time, there is tension and you destroy the peace of the entire country? You make us so anxious. What is that?
And you heard the president of the Catholic Bishops Conference, Most Reverend Matthew Jinfi, speaking to my colleague Benjamin Akakpo on the AM show. Well, joining me on this is Sheikh Arimiyahu. He represents the National Chief Imam and is also a member of the National Peace Council. We're grateful for your time on the Midday News, but how worrying is this posture by the NDC and the NPP barely 4 months to the election?
Thank you very much. Somebody who is a peace activist and also speaking for somebody whose whole spirit and demeanor is about peace. I must also express my worry and to also commend the Catholic Bishops Conference for the attempt they made to really get all the political parties to participate in that particular very important event. It was a conference, the Sahel Peace Initiative, that brought together all stakeholders that have interest in our pre-election political environment to see what we can all do to make a contribution towards an election that can be done devoid and free of so much of the tension that we have seen. And I associate with the position of the president of the Caribbean Conference because how many are those for whom we are now going to vote? We have 275 or 776 parliamentarians together with the other presidential candidates. So their number is only, if you put it, around 300. Because of 300 people, the whole of the country is put on edge. Now we are hearing public statements that are being made by members of political elite that drops hint and a certain kind of incitement to the grassroots. To the grassroots supporters. These grassroots supporters are there only to work in the interest of their political parties. Very little do they go beyond the emotions that are stirred up by such comments. So if we don't take care, the multiple and collective emotional outbursts of these grassroots then now explodes into what puts the country into a whole kind of tension and violence just because we are voting for about just 300 people and our whole country is kept on edge. So it's unfortunate that the two major political parties were invited they failed to attend. We cannot explain the reason why they did not. I am not privy to that. Mm-hmm. But it would have been very good that they were there, even when they have concerns, to put those concerns, before the whole conference, so that together with them, we even think through and see how we want to handle such concerns. I think that they lost great opportunity, and our worry is that tension is rising, and it is not good for the health of our country.
Well, Sheikh, how then do we get these two leaders to dialogue on this very crucial subject?
Yeah, I think it's something that we must pursue. I know attempts are being made to organize a debate in order that probably is around the debate that they could come face to face and be said things, probably to really redirect the way the political discourse is going. But unfortunately, it has also hit some difficulty. I know there is an attempt also, as usual, to do this, what you call it, peace pact, and all those things are things that are behind the scenes that have been thought about. So I think that very eminent persons in the country, like a group of very eminent persons, can talk to the two political parties behind the scenes. And that is the way, in my own view, the National Peace Council does its work, to talk behind the scenes, not to pass public judgment on people, because if you do so, then you create disaffection. And
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
They will not want to talk to you at the time when you need them most.
Right.
So to respect them, what we need to do is that to get very eminent persons whom they respect to talk to them behind the scenes, so that with any such opportunity, they should make themselves available. And let's all talk together about what we think will redirect the political path of our country into a peaceful election.
We're grateful for your time. Sheikh Arimayau is a spokesperson for the National Chief Imam and member of the Peace Council. On the campaign trail, NDC flagbearer John Mahama is urging Agriculture Minister Brian Ichampun to focus on challenges in his sector instead of being obsessed with political power. He's on record to have made similar comments in the past. Speaking at a youth engagement in Bokum Monday evening, John Mahama said the Agriculture Minister should focus on providing solutions to the problems in the sector, expressing concern over what he describes as a drought affecting maize cultivation in parts of the country.
The crowd at the Bukom Arena erupted with joy as the NDC flag bearer entered the venue. Earlier, the youth wing of the party had hosted him at the UPSA, where he launched the Youth Manifesto. Key among the promises in the manifesto are free academic user fees for level 100 students in Ghana's universities. It was a relaxed atmosphere at the Bukom Arena as young people took the microphones to ask the NDC flag bearer questions about his policies. Listen to his response in Pidgin when he was asked about the betting tax, the e-levy and other taxes described by him as obnoxious.
This one be the yawa of the day. Boys, they hustle, and job, no day. So now the bet, they do small, get money for gobe. You see? So we talk already. Say where we come. The betting tax, we go remove them. E-levy too, we go remove them. Thank you.
John Mahama reiterated his commitment to fighting corruptions.
In John Mahama's administration, if the Office of Special Prosecutor comes after you, you are on your own. I'm not a clearing agent. I will not clear you.
He says a future NDC government will ensure that the observance of the closed season is limited to trawlers.
How much fish do the artisanal fishermen catch? So the closed season will be there for the big trawlers and the big fishes. We must also look at irrigation, where we have good facility for producing irrigation facilities so that farmers can water their crops. That will be fine. Right now, as I speak, the whole of Bono, through Savannah and northern region, there's a drought. For almost 8 weeks, it hasn't rained. And so the maize crop is dying. And I would have thought that is what the Agric Minister will be concerned with. Instead, he's saying, won't hand over power. The farmers in the north are calling you. Their maize is wilting because there's no rain. So you must start strategizing how we're going to get enough maize to feed our people in the lean season.
Well, the NDC flag bearer has started his tour of the Volta region this afternoon with their Northern constituency. Maxwell Agbagba is there for us and joins us on the line. Maxwell, what can you report?
Well, he left the Northern constituency just about 15 minutes ago, just arrived here in the whole West constituency, where he's expected to address party people in just about 10 minutes. But in the Northern constituency, he talked about what he says is the dwindling vote of the NDC in the Volta region. He says the NPP is making inroads and the party is using propaganda to get more votes in the Volta region, urging residents to vote massively for the NDC in the 2024 elections.
Election headquarters. You're still listening to the midday news here on Joy 99.7 FM. We'll take a break. We'll come back with sports. And in our Drive Safe campaign, we'll tell you the story of a road crash victim who's turned her life-changing experience into a mission.
He was overtaking another car with speed, and then the tire bursted, so he couldn't control. And I've been taken to the Road Safety Commission to meet the board members.
The luckiest
*712#
Luck is everywhere, for everyone, yeah.
Here's to the friends who dialed *712# and found no regrets. To the investors who struck gold. To the health workers who diagnosed luck with precision. To the tough guy who couldn't hold back his tears. To the passionate fan who couldn't contain his joy. To the seamstress who turned her hard-earned stitches into a bundle of happiness. And now, here's to you. Your next big win is right here.
Luck is
Dial *712# Now join in the luckiest winning celebration. Every 1st July 2024. Over dial *712# Now I can swear to take it through as a group, individual, and also even as a community. Now win is the car cashier. Prizes are cashier in the community draw or go for the grand draw on the 30th of November 2024. Unlock your luck with *712#. Now join in the winning streak now. The luckiest
*712#
Luck is everywhere, for everyone, yeah. The luckiest.
Water is life. Sanitation is dignity. Climate change threatens both. Join Joy News, WaterAid, and the Greater Accra Metropolitan Area Sanitation and Water Project as we host a national dialogue on climate resilient, safe, and sustainable WASH services delivery. Hear from political leaders on their plans to prioritize WASH in our national agenda. Be a part of the dialogue and let's chart a path towards prioritizing WASH in our national development agenda as we approach election 2024. Together, let's ensure a sustainable and resilient future for all. The date, 13th of August 2024. The time, 4 p.m. Venue, Nat Hall in Accra. It will be live on Joy 99.7 FM, Joy News, and around the world on myjoyonline.com, as well as our social media platforms. Join us. Be the change. WASH Dialogue 2024.
Welcome back to the Midday News. Achu Tamaklo is here with sports.
Well, former President John Dramani Mahama wants to see more investment into youth football as he says it is the only way Ghana will be successful again. In this regard, he wants to see the football and sports at the college level receive more funding from government.
Football is national sports and everybody, but we must organize it in such a way that we are able to get some. And so we must bring back the inter-schools football, we must bring back the Milo championships, we must bring back the academicals, we must bring back the coaches and all that, so that we can pick the talents. And when we pick the talents, the thing about the Ghana team is we have individual talents, but they don't have enough playing time together.
That's the gospel according to former President John Dramani Mahama.
Thank you, Achu. Now, the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology says it is chasing the Electricity Company of Ghana, the Social Security and National Insurance Trust, SNIT, and three other entities for some 1.2 million Cedi debt. The amount, according to the Auditor General, is the cost of rental space for office and private hostel operation for years. Appearing before the Public Accounts Committee, Vice Chancellor of KNUST, Professor Rita Akosua Dixon, says out of the $1.2 million, only one entity has paid some 25,000 cedis.
With Electricity Company of Ghana, what we have done is that we've kind of done a barter trade with them, so settlement plan. We have huge bills from ECG, so now we've asked them to offset. We've written to ECG to offset what we own them, take this money out so that we can proceed in that direction. With UBA, Honorable Chair, I'm happy to announce that they have paid everything that is owned as, including a premium that they were supposed to have paid.
I have my grandson at Tech. He's in level one, and I've already paid for his level two hostel. Because if I don't pay it now, he will not get that particular hostel. So I don't understand why they should, you know, occupy the hostel, take their money, and not pay you.
It's a struggle because we try our very best. We're doing our very best, sending demand notices, chasing them here and there.
Well, let's go to Parliament, where James Avergie is there for us. James, what can you report? What's the latest at the Public Accounts Committee?
Well, Mami, the latest is that the Vice Chancellor for the University of Cape Coast has confirmed to the committee that, yes, indeed, he has received an official letter from board chairman of the University of Cape Coast to resign his position, but he's still chancellor, as GTEC has told us that they've directed him to hold on. The Deputy Minister of Education, who is standing in for the substantive minister, said he would decline any further comment on what the Education Ministry is doing about the situation until the substantive minister appears before the Education Committee to provide some final details on the issue. Mami.
Thank you so much, James. After a harrowing brush with death, 33-year-old Grace Akosua Samoah is channeling her near-tragic experience into a powerful mission to become a safety advocate. My colleague Adobe Asari has more in this report read to you. On March 15, 2021, Grace Akosua Samoah's decision to help a friend took an unexpected turn.
It was on a Monday, and I had a call from a friend that I should go and help her. She had a baby, the mother is sick, and no one is around. And I packed my things and set off. That was the day. The very day that thing happened.
She vividly recalls how their inexperienced driver's negligence led to a tragic accident.
I was seated at the back, so I saw him dozing off and then speeding at the same time. I prompted him and he took the mirror off from where I could see him. He was overtaking another car with speed, and then the tire bursted, so he couldn't control. And then the car somersaulted, which resulted in killing six people.
But for the intervention of a passerby, Akosua would have been left to die in the nearby bushes. And that report by Adobia Asari. And with just 5 months remaining in the Akufo-Addo administration, Accra has yet to achieve its goal of becoming the cleanest city in Africa. Despite this, Sanitation Minister Lydia Alhassan affirmed in June this year that the initiative remains on track. She made these remarks during the launch of the Homo cleanup exercise.
Our commitment to making Accra the cleanest city is still on course. This ambitious vision is not just a lofty idea, but a tangible goal we are all steadily working towards through a series of comprehensive and strategic interventions. To this end, the government is doing everything possible to retool the metropolitan municipal and district assemblies.
Well, in light of this, Joy News will host a National Watch Dialogue tonight, bringing together stakeholders and policymakers to discuss actionable steps to enhance cleanliness in Accra and across the country. And my colleague, MFA Ellie, is here with all the rundown. What's going to happen tonight, MFA?
It's at 4 p.m. at the Nats Hall, Accra, adjacent the Information Ministry.
Okay.
We're expecting the local government ministry. We're expecting the Ministry of Sanitation and Water Resources.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.